Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, can I seduce a dragon?
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling dice to kill imaginary dragons. But that is exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 18 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, I'm Joel Zammit, playing Leo Shadow. And over to my right, we have Ali Kathleen.
That's me.
That sure is, playing the part of Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather. And to her left, we have Jackson B. Bailey, playing the role of Criff Pom Pom Criff.
Yeah.
And right in front of me, the guy who tells us what to do, our DM, Adam Cream Pie.
That's not...
Shut up, Adam. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Jesus Christ, fourth month, you bang.
Yes! Yes! Everyone's getting high fives the next morning. I know.
Does that mean a level up, Adam?
Yes, it does.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-doom. Oh my god, giant justice beat.
Try and work out this longboat and shove off onto the land.
As soon as the longboat is in the water, Jigalomp leaps off the ship. And lands up the front on the opposite side from Chris.
I take my shirt off and get some sun.
You took the halfling. I took to the half-elves. These motherfuckers took to the nobles.
You have seduced this man. Tried to get him to fall in love with you. Fallen in love with him back. Just for a discount.
No. I'm just saying.
The next morning, as you're getting ready, Grayson sort of looks to you and says, do you have any, nice clothes?
I had a nobleman's outfit.
Yes, we did.
These two have nobles' outfits.
Surely it's still like...
I was about to say, can I borrow yours, but you're a halfling. Sorry?
Is there like a pirate market?
Yeah, we might want to get some... Well, yeah. I might, if you already have...
Some fresh duds.
Yeah, I might want to get something, because he just gestures to his armor. Yeah. It's like nice armor, but it's battle-worn.
I'm still bare-chested.
All right, little halfling buddy.
Yeah, Grayson probably especially didn't sleep in his armor.
Yeah, that's true.
He's also bare-chested.
I slept in my
Did we have to them bang during the night?
No.
We didn't bang. Grayson would not have banged here.
Okay, good.
Well.
it's a public venue. Let the dice decide. Oh my god, no.
All right. Okay, you guys chuff off to the market. We'll start, looking for some wizards and some halflings.
Hang on.
And seeing...
I just want to... Oh, no, I'm wearing my fabulous clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not...
Quotation marks. Fabulous clothes.
I was going to be like, Criff, with those fabulous clothes, you might make, a good target.
Go back
you
to
look
your
like a
shreds.
Bit of an idiot.
We kind of are in a town of nothing but thieves.
Yeah, but I've got scum this on villainy. My pudgy white body.
Yep. So pudgy suggesting... white body, nice-ish clothes, probably tailor-made. Kind of looks like you might have money. Also, you're kind of fat, so they might just stab you.
All right, I'll exchange my nice clothes for rags.
Not rags. How about we get like a decent cloak?
I don't have cloaks.
Let's go buy one.
We'd like to go to the markets, please, buy a nice... semi-noble dress.
I'd like to buy also,
Criff some nice clothes that don't make him look like a target for thieving.
And I'd like to buy something that can
any
just
nice
blend
clothing
into
will
and
set
shit.
You back 75 gold pieces.
Well, we have
Grayson doesn't actually have the money himself for that.
Like each? Or all up?
Yeah, each.
Damn. Okay, well, we have 181. Let's ration. So, me.
Oh, we
Grayson
just said
is
Grayson
happy
needs
just,
some
like,
clothes.
He can get a set of an artisan's outfit. So,
How much is that?
That's a gold. He can pay for that himself. That's
can I just get outfit. Whatever? I just need clothes.
I want thieves' clothes.
Blend in.
Yeah. What's a pirate costume? How much is that worth?
Costume. Like a pirate.
The one that they would take to a masquerade.
A little kid's pirate costume.
Yes.
Maybe one silver piece for that.
All right. I'm going to dress up like a pirate.
Yeah, Grayson can't afford very nice, but he gets as nice as he can.
That's cool.
I'm gonna spot him a bit. I'm gonna spot him a bit with some of our gold, whatever we can kind of spare.
Sweeter.
And then
do you want him to
get our game, gold? It's kind of our gold. She's just spotting
I am banging a third of the gold.
We'll be fine.
I'm assuming we've split up and at the market, and yes. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy some, like, you know, pirate outfits. You're going to buy a robe. And she comes back with, like, bags of, like,
you know. I got shoes, guys.
I got shoes and, like, you know, designer hoodie.
Enough that he gets, like, from average clothes to nice clothes.
If you spot him about... Do you want him to get the noble's clothes?
Nobleman's clothes? I mean, we're going to have to go and talk to the pirate king.
Yeah, it's a pirate king. So
you spot him about 50 gold and he can put in the rest.
Do it. That's fine.
Yeah, 50. And then can I spend maybe like 50? Because that means less maths for me.
Do you not already have noble? I thought they said you had noble.
You have noble.
Oh, yeah, is it nice? Is it nice?
It's a noble outfit.
Does Grayson think it's nice?
I mean, I'll level with you. It's a noble outfit I think we've been wearing since the Frozen Wastes.
So maybe we should get like
it's a bit careworn.
Okay, all right. So let's just kind of maybe trade it in. And then so like a car, you could get like maybe a 75 worth.
The trader will knock 5 gold off the price for you, so it's 70 gold. It's used and...
It's been in the frozen wastes.
This trader's not interested in buying more clothes. He is trying to sell clothes.
Okay, all right. Let's say, okay. All right. So let's say 70. Can I buy a nice dress for 70?
If you want to trade in the old one, he'll give you 70 gold.
70 gold. All right. So 70.
He won't give you 70. He will take 70 gold.
All right.
70 gold. Fuck, whoops.
Now, how much?
Start doing it now.
Damn it.
What?
Good.
I wasn't listening to what you two were saying at all.
It's fine.
You guys have some money. How much would you like to spend?
I've spent a silver looking like a pirate.
You spent one silver.
Adam, looking like a pirate. Just like nice regular person clothes.
And
a silver. Yeah, oh, done. Nice regular person clothes?
No, just like whatever. Just like whatever.
Street clothes.
A silver gives you like a shirt, pants and shoes.
Done.
For how much?
A silver.
We
That's not nice though. It's just
me and Criff just spent 2 silver. Yeah, what did you guys do?
We spent 120 gold.
That'd be another spell. That'd be another spell for me, 100 gold.
Could have bought me a nice knife.
Would you like a nice knife?
Well, I don't think we can afford it now, can we, Ainsley?
Keep talking like that and you'll get several nice knives.
In your back. Whoa. Wait, hold on. Was that Grayson?
Yeah.
Fuck yes! Whoa. I am making progress more than I thought.
Grayson, buddy.
God. Relax, mate.
I just put my hand on his
Grayson's
forearm.
Grayson's got like twice your height.
I know, he's just got insanely protective of Ainsley. I'm like,
not insanely, well, actually.
That's insanely protective.
Just a bit, yeah.
I'm just gonna chuff off.
I'm just gonna chuff off as well. I'm like, I just go with Criff and be like, oh my god,
can I just give you like 20 gold each and then you guys just go on a shopping
spree? You might want some money for bribes.
Yeah.
Right. 20 gold each. There you go. So you guys write that down. Right, 20 gold each is what you guys have.
I like how left. You do know that Ainsley is the crazy one and she is managing the money.
We know.
Can I just say, we have never, ever been stone broke.
That's
under
true.
My treasury.
I did a bad on new pencil.
Oh, man, the pencil's in this place. We'd never been stone cold broke.
That's true. We've always had at least like 5 gold.
Yeah.
That's true.
You both have 20 gold each.
Okay.
Go on a spending spree, whether or not that's bribery or bells. Awesome. And we'll get back.
That's a wrecked pencil.
Me and Criff chuff off and I'm kind of like grumbling under my breath. Can you believe Grayson? Oh, my God. Just like about to stab me in the face.
I know, it's hectic.
Because he went and fucking wants to play nobleman with goddamn Ainsley.
Yeah,
oh my god.
I get it. I'm on your side. You're preaching to the bloody choir.
All right. Well, I'm going to go find some like halflings to gamble and get to lay the land.
You go I'm going to seek out land. I'm going to seek out half elves and wizards. Or hizzards. If I can. Ah, yes, did so well, I'm saying preemptively.
Yeah. So your next 3 hours are going to be just like trying to make contacts, yeah? Leo and Criff. Ainsley, you and Grayson are just like making your way to the top of this hill to get to the nicer sort of... You okay there? To get to the nicer houses. It's very, like I said, the... streets here are very tight and narrow. Think like, you know, those tight and narrow sort of streets you get in European cities. Imagine just those. And they're pretty winding as well.
Okay.
All right.
As you're walking up, Grayson turns to you and says, do you know exactly which one it is?
I'm going to blink at him.
I think he said we would know it when we saw it.
Okay. Mm. I'm going to blink at him again.
Very quiet now, aren't you?
I see what you did there. It's weird.
Okay. Who should I go with first? Yeah, you two. So, Criff,
mm-hmm.
you find a wizard in one of the taverns who's pretty drunk, and he is just going on about what a fucking shit Carter is.
I, like, sit down next to him, and I'm like, hey, man, wizards, both of us, that Carter, I heard he was a cunt or something.
He's a right fucking cunt, he is.
What? Whoa. What? I've only heard good things. Tell me. Convince me.
Steals, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Steals research, steals information, steals anything he can get his hands on.
What a piece of shit.
I'm broke. Yeah, like gestures to himself. I'm broke.
Would you like a cape?
Yes. I would love one.
I'd tie the cape around his shoulders. I'm Criff Pum 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 Criff.
He shakes your hand. So few people ready to make someone feel like a king.
that's what I'm about. Do you know where this wizard is? Like, does he just stay up in that ivory tower fucking palace of his?
Oh my god, the ivory tower palace. I know, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is it? Yeah, but like, where is he most of the time?
Well, you know, up the arse of the fucking pirate king.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Hey, it's not, I don't know, I'm from out of town. It's not like if you kill the Pirate King, you become the Pirate King. Just double checking with you.
Oh, as if, right? Huh? I'd kill Carter in a moment.
Yeah. Wait, is he the Pirate King?
No, like to have his...
Oh, to be the
fucking,
wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hey, fuck. Yeah, for sure.
Fuck.
Wouldn't that be nice? Like in a moment.
Fuck.
Hey, like if I could direct you like to him, like... Like,
what?
Are you serious about this, though?
What? You want me to fucking kill him?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying, like
some of the people in the tavern are looking at you now.
Hey, do you want to come with me for a walk, mate?
Nah, mate. I'm good here.
Okay, things have turned sour. So long.
All right. I'll see you around. He, like, tries to pat you on the shoulder, but misses.
All right. I'm going to go look for more wizards.
Okay. Leo.
The Leo the Lion.
Can I grab your character sheet?
Why are you just writing aneurysm all over
me? Oh, my God. Uh-oh. So many aneurysms. You look around and you go tavern to tavern. You even try to talk to some people on the street, like maybe beggars or someone who you think might know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You gain no information, though. No one seems to have anything that you want to know.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm hoping that Grayson
proposes,
carries the team. And I just had a moment.
I should let you know, Grayson does not talk about himself a lot. Like, he'll listen to you if you talk, but he does not talk. Like, he tells you maybe a little bit about his job as a mercenary, but you do not know what he did. You don't know where he was born. You don't know where he grew up. You don't know about much other than, like, he talks some stuff about being a mercenary.
Super.
I feel like he's going to betray us.
How do you spell Grayson?
Greyson.
That is not how I pictured it in my head.
He would have mentioned, though, at some point, you may be asked if that's his entire name. That is. That's his first name. He doesn't have a surname.
No, I thought Grayson was like Graceson.
What?
Why?
Like Grayson?
Hang on, wait.
Well, like Grayson.
Spell that again.
Just, I don't know.
Like Grace. Grace.
I thought it was Grace.
It does make that sound.
I-E-N.
Grace Sin.
Grace?
Yeah.
Or Grace In?
Pretty much, yeah.
Grace In.
Now I'm looking at it, it kind of looks a little bit like Glacier.
Were you writing Grayson in like Love Hearts?
Is that why you needed to know?
Mrs. Ainsley Grace.
Well, you know what? Nobody really cares about the Foggy Feather family anymore, do they?
Is there a Foggy Feather family?
So, Leo. Leo, you look around. You can't find anything of interest.
Drat.
You can't find anyone who's able to give you any interesting information.
Double drat.
And while you're looking around,
bear. Yes.
Two half-orcs, big thuggish-looking guys, sort of just, you know, you notice them in one of the taverns, and then in another tavern, they're, like, a little bit closer. And then in maybe the, like, over the course of your day, you notice that they're, like, you know, getting trying to get closer and closer to you. Eventually, at one point, as you're leaving a tavern, one of them grabs you on the shoulder, spins you around, and in a very brutish voice, he says, "You, ask about Pirate King. Why?"
I'm looking for to do trade.
Oh, Zam.
They grab you by your armpits, hoist you into the air, and start marching you off.
Samet's going to jail.
Oh, there's no jail here.
Samet's going to get tied underwater on a pier.
And
Salty.
Criff.
I've just been searching for wizards and elves. Yeah, I found drunk.
You had that conversation with that wizard. When you walk out of the tavern, two orcs standing there.
I think I have a single
swarm
suspicion.
Of bats!
How do you just know?
Yeah, you don't.
Wait, are they standing there menacingly or are they just like playing a game of...
They're standing like right out, like you nearly bump into them.
Oh, okay.
One of them says, "You ask about Carter." Why?
Hey, I'm just a curious little guy.
They hoist you up by the pits of your arms, and you are frog marched away.
Swarm of bats!
You're being grappled.
I was like, say you've betrayed.
Okay. Yeah, you create a swarm of bats.
I do. Anybody else imagining the bats coming out of my hand with a, like...
I imagine them coming out of your sleeve, like you're a magician. So, like, I have all these bats for this one purpose.
But it's like they're coming out of my sleeve and spooking me, and I'm like, that's not where I expected them to come from.
Or are they coming out of your mouth? Like, you open your mouth.
I want them to come out of my palm so that I can then put my palm on someone's mouth and be like, swarm of bats! Fill a guy up with bats.
Okay. You create the swarm of bats and the two half-orcs are like, and they let you go.
I run.
Okay. So you fucking sprint off. Man.
All right.
Yeah, you lose them very quickly, actually. They just can't. Yeah, they totally lose sight of you. Yeah,
sick.
You totally lose them.
Now I'm lost in a pirate city.
You kind of know where you are. You know where you are in relation to... From any part in the city, you can basically see the sea.
Okay.
So you're okay to know like where you are in relation to the water, but not much else.
I'm going to try and find one of these two bugalugs. Just because, like, holy shit, the whole mission's been compromised. Everyone go to sea.
Everyone go to sleep?
Sea. Oh. Okay. Not much better.
I'm going to jump over to Ainsley and Grayson just for a little while because it's going to take you a while to
What's
find
that?
Anyone.
Power couple? Yeah.
Oh, hey. Great. Okay.
What's your name together?
Yeah.
No. You know what?
Grainsley.
No.
Grainsley.
Yes.
I want to leave that up to the fans, guys.
Fans. So, Grainsley. No.
The correct response is Grainsley. So feel free to email us at sanspantsradio@gmail.com with Grainsley.
No, I want to leave it up to the fans. I would love to hear what everyone else would think.
Okay. So you walk in between two buildings and you come, it's like the only square in this entire city that you have seen. There's like no buildings here of any height. It's like a park almost. And the park does not contain pine trees, but more like exotic looking trees. You're not sure, like a lot of them you can't place. Some of them you might know and they look like very expensive and very like rare.
Hey, Grayson, I think we might have found the place.
In the middle of it all is like it's a building that looks very similar to like a White House style thing. Like, you know, you've got those columns out the front.
Actually, not so sure.
Now I doubt myself.
And it's got like that semi-circle, like front part sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, I'm reassured. Yep.
Yeah.
Grayson, 90% sure.
It looks like it could be it.
Yep. Yep.
Grayson says, almost sarcastically.
Yep. Okay. I feel like we're finding our feet on our, like, couples, you know.
Like a couple,
like,
retreat?
Couple.
Dynamic?
Yes, thank you. That was the word. Just, I can't even get single dynamic. Like, couple dynamic.
There's a fence running around this entire place, and you see one entrance, and that entrance has guards at it.
Does it have guard dogs?
The guards are halflings wearing full plate armor. It's the most bizarre thing you have ever
poodles.
Seen.
All right. Sorry? Not poodles.
Not poodles. No poodles.
All right, Grayson, we need to readdress our plan. I thought the guards would be poodles. Now
Grayson's just like scratching his chin and he says, they cannot move very fast.
Poodles? No, you're right.
Like, halflings are not fast at the best of times.
All right,
in full plate armor.
Grayson, here's the deal. We look pretty damn fine in our outfits and whatnot. We did spend majority of our money when our friends only spent one silver piece.
You did. I say to no one in particular, maybe the half orcs.
You just like being frog marched by the half orcs.
I just know. It's like, I lost a lot of money.
I gave you 20 gold.
He lost five. I look at my like goalpost. No, okay.
How do you want to play this? Do you just want to like bluff your way in?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that we have some bluff points. I don't think I do. I'm hoping Grayson has all the bluff points. Oh dear. Right. So
oh no, it's the count.
Claim,
that's a laugh of yes.
We're gonna claim that we are, well, obviously nobles, and we're here to
you don't
talk.
Have to lie.
It's true.
Wow. You are a noble.
I am. But I don't know if that by the time they like talk to my parents back home, like we'll already be out of there. So yeah, no, I'm pulling the foggy feather card. All right. We're gonna talk about trade barriers. No. That's not...
Pirates don't really trade much.
Okay, we're going to talk about...
They trade steel for, you know, other people's shit, I guess.
God, this is hard. I'm struggling, guys.
Floundering, Grayson.
No, hold on.
Grayson's just enjoying watching the slow breakdown. This is what he gets out of the relationship.
God damn, we're going to make amazing lives.
He enjoys
together.
A hot mess.
Yes, well, there we go. Yes, we're going to go forward and
I've
be like...
I've come like 180 with this thing.
Oh, the dice are in my favor. They were. Okay, so my plan is bluff my way in.
Okay.
Attempt
you approach
to bluff
the guards. Are you going to talk or is Grayson?
I think Grayson needs to. Uh-huh.
Grayson like approaches them and he says it exactly how I am going to say it.
Oh,
exactly.
No. Oh no, no, no.
We are dignitaries from a foreign land. Can we speak with the pirate king? Exactly. That is 100% and exactly how
lovely,
like,
cadence and all,
yeah,
beautiful.
Cadence, yeah. Is that's exactly
and
how he says it.
100% verifiable.
The two halfling guards don't react.
So we just walk past?
No, the gate is closed.
Oh. Can you please open the gate?
Also, you now spot like a fucking peacock strutting around on the property.
Pirate King is so pimp.
I love this guy.
And
okay.
Just in the distance, you hear a...
Super. Can you please let us through? We would like to speak with the Pirate King about some steel trade in the Kingdom of Foggy Feather, which is not what it's called. I forgot where I live.
You come from the Isle of Natura?
Yep, that one.
Yeah.
And that's also exactly how she says it. Like, do you mean the Isle of Natura? Yep, that's the one. Okay, that one. That is where I am from.
You say it a little better. You say it, some might say, in a numerical way, 4 points better than he does.
Yes!
They still don't react.
Just
okay. All right. Nah, I gotta play. Wait, hold on. I couldn't remember how much money I had. I am going to get 5 gold pieces out, and then I'm going to.
Go on. Go on.
Gold pieces.
A week in an inn.
And then just.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, nah, five. And then I'm just going to...
Frugal.
Try to tuck it in a pocket. Frugal. We've established Ainsley full is. Plate does not have much room
just,
for
no,
pockets.
Just kind of
shower
like
it on them.
Just...
Make it rain.
With five.
Clink, clink, just, clink. Yeah, silver, just... so it's more of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Make it hail.
Maybe just
make it home.
That's
make
it, guys. That's it, guys. I'm gonna hit him in the head with a bag of gold. No. Just kind of offer gold, like subtly, and be like, guys, let me
just like hold it out, like, aye,
ah, some of this.
The dulce has been rolled.
You can't see their faces because they're wearing helmets, but you just imagine that they're stone facedly ignoring you.
Gently push one.
Just topples apart. Okay. Just suits of armor. Right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to just put the little tiny bag of gold at their feet and be like, good day, sir. And then go to walk through.
As soon as you do that, the two halberds that they are holding cross over together, barring your path.
And I'm going to just try and gently go, oh, I'll just duck over here and then try and...
Well, it seems like you put the halberds in my way. That's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
You know, it's very funny. Like, in a movie, you see this sort of thing happen and you never see the hero just like, oh, sorry, it's okay. I'll just get under there. Yeah. You never see that in the movie.
Maybe I
and
can
yet,
open a whole new
that's the most
genre.
Natural response.
I'm just going to try and get underneath and...
They lower the halberds further. Oh. And as halflings, that's a feat. that's impressive.
So leap it!
Grayson, like, just gently puts a hand on your shoulder. I don't think they're buying it. Let's not piss them off.
I got nothing.
let's just go back to the tavern, regroup with Leo and Criff, and see, you know, if we can figure something else out.
Right, if we... Same plan.
Maybe we get more gold to bribe them with. Well, he tries to say in an undertone, but fails.
But maybe, new plan, same plan, still go back, get Jigglump, throw it. Throw Jigglump at the halflings,
maybe,
run. No?
Maybe we don't start a revolution. Maybe we don't attack the pirate king on his home ground. Maybe a lot of things.
Yeah, no, that's a good plan. Let's not do those things. All right, let's truffle on back. And I'll say
Grayson
to them
as he considers his choice of loves.
No, he doesn't.
I'm pretty sure if you checked what Grayson was thinking, he was thinking what a lovely choice he made. Yeah. Nay, mate.
Okay, so as you guys are truffling on back, you see Leo being frog-marched by the two half-orcs.
I wave at you two. Like, hey!
Don't wave, you
Grayson
dick.
Makes a very concerted effort to look like he doesn't know you. And fails.
I like nudge the half-orcs. They're with me.
Well, we could get in very quickly.
Maybe. You take like maybe five steps before just out of the crowd around here materializes just bands of half-orcs and halflings.
All right.
The Pirate King would like to have a word with you.
Guys, I think we got through to him.
I think we did it.
Mission accomplished.
Okay. Grayson, Ainsley, and Leo are being led into the mansion.
Hey guys,
at about
what's
the
up?
Same time, Criff, you are in this crowd and you see them being let in.
Swarm of bats! That's a second level spell. I think I'm out, frankly.
No, you get one more. You get a bonus one.
Summon my giant justice bee!
Maybe save it, buddy. Maybe save it for
how long
really
does the bee last?
It?
Bees can't solve all your problems.
They can solve some
it'll
of them.
Last for three rounds.
Oh, never
my
mind.
God.
Mm.
It's really more of a "and combat has already begun" type of spell. More than a "let's initiate combat" type of spell.
Do I? Can I see
in my
him?
Mind, I just wanted an ally.
If I do, I'm giving you a red hot wave.
Yeah, all three of you spot him.
Oh, I wave at Griff as well.
I immediately start kissing the nearest person.
High or low, Jackson?
High.
I mean, Criff, your name is Criff. Hi?
Yeah.
It's a half orc. He grabs you in a bear hug.
All right!
And he hoists you over his shoulder.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie.
Things may have gone awry.
Yeah. You done goofed. You trapped. Oh, they lead you all in.
Fuck.
Look,
we
got to where we wanted to go to, guys.
Yes, we did.
The wrong way.
I mean, more or less, mostly less.
You know what? Glass half full, Jackson.
We wanted an audience with the Pirate full. King. We're going to get an audience with the Pirate King.
Yep.
So,
did we want an audience with the Pirate King?
Yes.
And wait, did we?
Yes. No, we did not.
What was our mission again?
Trying to kill Carter, his head wizard. His only wizard, really, I guess.
Thank you, Grayson. We've got to kill the wizard.
Trying to kill Carter, guys, come on.
Fucking keep up.
All right.
How about we just tell the Pirate King Grayson's being a bitch?
You're being led through this mansion, right? It's like the Pirate King wants you to know he's rich. It's not like De Silva, who is just flashy because he thought the flashier you were, the better it is. There is a lot of class to this place, but after you see like the fourth statue of the Pirate King himself, you're like, okay, we get it.
This guy is wealthy, and I'm kind of going to assume small penis.
All I can see is this orc's bum.
It's sweaty.
Sweaty, but probably pretty soft.
We just passed like the fifth statue of the Pirate King. Each one is like generally, I think, about 10 years younger than what he is now. I just have this assumption.
Look for weak spots
in the statues.
No, yes. Just like, does he have like a peg leg?
Can we take it?
No, he does not have a peg leg.
You don't actually know this is the Pirate King, but this guy is like. Well, like I said, there's like four statues
of
the guy.
I'm assuming it's the Pirate King or at least an ex-lover.
In all of them, he's sculpted as being really fucking handsome.
All right.
It's the Pirate King.
Like, he's probably literally and figuratively chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of paintings as well. Some of them are also of the Pirate King, but you see other ones of like battles and shit like that. Will you escape? Will you die gruesomely? Only I know. And next time, you will too on D&D is for Nerds.
Eröffnet die Tür. Routinierter Einstieg. So kennen wir ihn. Der Gurt sitzt. Präzise Bewegung. Jetzt der Startknopf. Motor läuft. Volle Konzentration. Ein kurzer Blick zur Mittelkonsole. Radio oder Stille? Er dreht auf. Er dreht auf! Was für ein Statement! Was für ein Kerl! Jetzt nur keine Ablenkung mehr. Kein Scrollen. Er bleibt dran und er hört.
Digital Audio. Näher geht nicht.
Commercial. Made by AI.